Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Do you have a list of people to call today? You're not alone. It's Telephone Tuesday. It's the biggest day of the year that people are doing this one thing, making phone calls to businesses, which is ironic that everybody puts that off because we've reached a point in our lives where we just hate talking to people on the phone.
It's true. It's true. I always want to try and solve it online, any problem that I have before I do. Mm-hmm. But some places you still have to call. The other thing, too, is that the automated lines have figured out that you'll give up. So if you call a company and everything is automated, they don't actually want to solve your problem. They just want to run you in circles until you will give up and not come back.
So the day after Labor Day is the unofficial day that people accept that summer is over and, like, you know, all the fun is over and they have to start doing the stuff they've been putting off.
Right.
So doctor's appointments, car stuff, things that need to be fixed around the house. So I bring this up to Raven. And the first thing he's like, oh, my gosh, I have a list of phone calls I have to make today. I go, I know, me too.
It's funny. I have to call the water testing company who they were like, yeah, you get service the first year for free. That was a month and a half ago. I was supposed to call them. And then I have to call my doctors because I'm supposed to get tested for a bunch of stuff. I actually got a thick packet from my doctor and it had a cover letter. And they were like, hey, Mr. Raven, don't panic, but come on in.
Oh, wow.
We'd like to test you for like these 8 to 10 things. It's important. I got that letter like 4 months ago.
Producer John and producer Sean.
I know.
Put it off.
Have either of you ever received a packet from a doctor saying we need to come in and test you on these things?
It had a cover letter, man.
You need to make that phone call.
I do, don't
I? Terrifying.
I do. It was like 4 months ago at least.
Oh,
I'm going to go home and check the date. I'll text you guys. You're going to be shocked.
I mean, Telephone Tuesday. You should have done that months ago for your life.
No, you're right. No, you're right. I should have.
Or even better, you know what? Just don't. It'll be the Anna and John. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to have a great time.
John, right. Who are you calling today?
I got a call about my brakes. The lights have been on for just entirely too long. It's
you
really
waited
bad.
For Telephone
There's
Tuesday
people,
to do that?
You know, people in my car who I've created, who I'm driving around,
right.
And it's not a good look. And I got it taken care of, or at least I thought I did, but then the lights still stayed on afterward. I got the brakes done, and they said I was fine, but it's not going away, and I drove a lot over this last weekend, and now I'm very frightened.
It's tricky. You can't have your friends do your brakes on new cars sometimes, you know?
Like, it's so much cheaper. Much cheaper.
Brakes, you must be broke, because brakes and mufflers always go when you're broke.
Raven, you know that I'm broke.
They don't go any other time.
Sean, who are you calling today?
My bank. They're in a transitional period. My new card was supposed to be working Saturday. Guess what doesn't work? And guess whose bills are overdue, and they're not forgiving me, and they're like, it doesn't matter, because you shouldn't have been...
Get ready to be on hold for like 6 hours.
Oh, God. This is the worst situation right now. Like, I haven't been able to use my card at all over the weekend. Like, bills need to be paid, and the bank's like, we don't know what to tell you. It's a transitional period. Going to be tough.
But if you'd like to hear your automated balance, just hold on the line right now.
I'll make you guys feel good. I have about a 6-hour wait coming up this afternoon. I've been putting it off, ironically, to today, which I guess is the dumbest thing, because who knew that the Telephone Tuesday was a thing? I have to call Disney to cancel my trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Why?
Because it makes me sound like a bad mom when I say it out loud. But Dakota, my toddler, is just too difficult. And I refuse to spend this much money on a trip. When all I know is she's going to scream and tantrum the entire time. And
I'll
wait another year and I'll wait then. I'm not going to do it. And I have to call and cancel.
I can't believe you're actually doing that.
I told you. I can't do it anymore. She like throws tantrums for no reasons. I go, I'm not going to spend all this money to take her there when I know that she's going to freak out every 30 seconds.
I don't go to the grocery store because I know my son's going to freak out. I would absolutely cancel Disney. I'm on your team.
Yeah.
What happens first? She makes it back to Disney with the family, or... I dropped dead because I didn't call the doctor.
Probably that, yeah.